Let's try it again. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, I hope everybody had a wonderful lunch. Isn't God good? Yeah, applaud the ladies in back. They did all the work. Okay, so here we go. We're on page 4. This is 414, volume 14, 417, 1922. The echo of our volition shall be called the echo of our volition possessed by you, Luisa Picaretta. You look at that. The echo of God, the echo of God's will, is a human. That's what Jesus wants to do with us. He wants us to be his echo. So think about it. When you're worried, fearful, anxious, and complaining, and negative, you are echoing the devil. When you're in the divine will, peaceful, joyful, and happy, you are echoing Jesus and Mary. Why? Because the one who possesses it, you're reading what the one who possesses it is, and that's Luisa Picaretta. The exchange shall be mutual. Love shall be reciprocal. Think about that. You breathe in, you breathe out. This I love you of God is going to be continuous, one with God and always one with God. God possessing us and us possessing God. We shall be in full harmony, and the creature shall disappear within her creator. What does that mean? When you look at someone, now this is why you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Why do you love yourself? Because Jesus is there. Why do you love your neighbor? Because Jesus is there. And see, everything changes when you begin to live that. The creature shall disappear within her God. Then nothing else shall be lacking to our, this is God talking, the triune God's divine joy, divine happiness, for which we delivered creation. God brought about creation for God's joy and God's happiness. Everything that's created, he did for us. And he's happy as a father giving his beautiful gifts to his children. That nothing else shall be lacking, he says, for which we delivered creation. So what did he say? Let us make man in our image and likeness. It shall have the same effect. Everything shall be in God's image and likeness through us. See, Jesus says that the animals, the vegetables, the minerals can't praise God. He says everything that God created was a work. The only life of God is a human soul. That's why the devil wants abortion. That's why the devil wants contraception. I mean, this is evil. See, that's why when I told you about Humani Vitae, Humani Vitae was this is what it means to be human. And we failed it. And now Jesus is saying, I want you to become human. And that's listening with the mind of Christ, understanding with the mind of Christ. And that's what the church teaches us. He says, let us make man in our image and likeness. It shall have its effect. We will be like God. It's not we're going to be God. See, there were no other gods around. God is so filled with love, he wanted to share this love with what? With creatures. He breathed his breath, the ruah of God, into Adam. Adam began in God's image and likeness to breathe back to God what is God's. A divine I love you. Do you see why when we pray in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, it's an explosion of I love yous back to the throne of God. It's I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you. All this goes back to God because that's what God has breathed into us. And what's so amazing about this is the devil has to flee from earth. Why? Because earth is becoming heaven. Heaven is coming to earth. See, when this happens, the devil's gone. You have to understand, the devil was given 100 years. It's over. what has happened. A new beginning has happened. And we, if you really look, you can experience it. As you read the writings of Louisa, you become peaceful. Why? Jesus is speaking to you. You become joy-filled. Why? Jesus is speaking to you. Our divine will alone, as actor within the creature, shall give completion to everything. God is going to do it. That's exactly what St. Louis de Montfort says. They'll be the greatest saints in the history of the world, history of the church, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. In the creation shall bring us, God, the triune God, the divine purpose. He breathed into Adam. Why? So Adam could breathe back to God, this divine, I love you. And it was, Jesus says this to Louisa, it was as if another God was saying to God, I love you with the love of God. The saints couldn't do this. The saints only could give back a human, I love you. Why? They did not have Louisa. Jesus used Louisa to bring about a new beginning for mankind. This is the divine purpose of God. And we are in it. Can you believe this? And we, triune God, shall receive this divine I love you in our womb as our own work, just as we, triune God, delivered it. See, it's God, he wanted this I love you. He wanted to share this I love you with creatures. And we are creatures. He breathed into us his I love you. We breathe back to him his I love you. And God receives what is God's. You see what God is doing? It's as if we're doing it, but God himself is doing it. That's why Jesus says, you'll do far greater things than I. We're going to do what God does. I mean, you think about it. You look like your parents, you act like your parents, you laugh like your parents, you walk like your parents, you give your parents a hard time, and you end up looking like them. Well, that's the image and likeness. God wants us to be like him. We're not going to be gods. That's the lie of the devil. You eat that fruit, you will become gods. That's what he doesn't want. It was a lie. It was a deception. What Jesus is looking for is he's looking for us to give our fiat so that we can be like him. This is what's happening right now. It's happening in the world. It's happening all over the world. I was just talking to a man from Korea, and when we were in Corrado, we were shown all the places where the divine will was reigning. All the prayer groups. South Korea was filled with prayer groups. Why do you think what's happening is happening? It's happening because God is there. God is working. I said, there's nothing to worry about. I know I could just imagine what's happening in China. They're being oppressed, yet they have the Book of Heaven. Every seminary that was there, people went to that seminary and gave them the 36 volumes. That was in 2004. That's when the cause was ratified. They said, we believe Louisa should be canonized. So that, again, your family, everything in your family, God is going to take care of your family. You remember, even if they die and it seems like nothing has happened, what does Jesus say in volume 35? The last surprise of love. In that last hour, now and at the hour of our death, Jesus says, I will be with that soul and I will talk to each soul and say, this is where you're going. But if you wish, you can go to heaven. It's their last chance. And so never, don't ever get discouraged. Don't ever get, just discouragement, you have to fight like you fight hell, because discouragement will bring you to despair. Despair is your lost. You can't despair. You can't get discouraged. You've got to be filled with peace, joy, and happiness. So Jesus says this. All right, Jesus says, volume 14, 6, 11, 19, 22. Observe a bit How many changes does the natural life go through? It is conceived in the maternal womb, and there it remains for as long as 9 months in order to form a little body, and when it is formed, it is forced to come out. And if it wanted to remain inside, it would die because it would lack the space to grow. And so it would suffocate, jeopardizing the life and that of the mother. Now, if this conception were formed outside the maternal womb, who would provide the blood and the heat to form the little body? Moreover, since the members are extremely tender, the air itself would kill it. How much care is needed with a little newborn? Heat, cold, and even being pressed to the maternal bosom can be deadly for the soul. And therefore, swaddling clothes and cradle and milk are given. If one wanted to give him some other food, the little one would not know how to chew it, so his life would be put in danger. But then the time also comes when he becomes capable of taking food, the swaddling clothes are removed, and he learns to take a few steps. Do you see? We are still at his infancy. He has already gone through 3 changes. See, we're going through a change right now. You have to understand this. It's a new way of living. And if you're thinking we got to go back to the good old days, it doesn't work that way. God never goes back. It's always forward. And that means that God is trying to teach us how to live at this time. So what does he do? It's not the Baltimore Catechism. He gives us the Book of Heaven. As you read the Book of Heaven, everything becomes understandable. Everything becomes peaceful, joyful, and happy. Jesus has great plans, and we're in them. So he says this, "Now let us come to the true spiritual life. It is conceived in my womb, God's womb, my blood, my love, and my breath form it. Then I, God, feed it at my breast. I swaddle it with my divine graces, and then I continue to make it walk with my truths. However, my designs is not to form a child to play with, but a copy, fully similar to God." You see what God is doing? Now the true spiritual life. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. It's more than that. The priest says it every day at Holy Mass when he puts a drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. 2 years ago, the book came out, Called to Be Children of God. It talks about divinization. It talks about how the church wants us to be divinized. This is not New Age. It's what God wants. He wants us to be like him. That's why he says it very clearly. He says, I bring you to my breast. God is feeding us. I mean, don't think of it as, a child. This is not, it's human terms talking about a divine reality. God is feeding us. What's he feeding us with? The first bread, the bread of the divine will, the Book of Heaven. Jesus gave that title to St. Honorable de Francia, the Book of Heaven. As we eat this bread, what happens? We begin to live this abundant life. This is the food that Adam ate before he died, basically before he denied God. This is the food that Jesus ate while on earth. This is the food that Mary ate while on earth. Well, when you pray the rounds, this is how Jesus prayed. This is how Mary prayed. I know people love the Pietà book, and they go, I love the Pietà book. I love the prayers of St. Ignatius. I love the prayers of St. Gertrude. I love the praise of St. Francis. I love the prayers, the prayers, the prayers. Well, let's now begin to pray the way Jesus prayed. That's the rounds. That's why from volume 16 to volume 36, Jesus tells Louisa, you have to focus on the rounds. The rounds are beautiful. When you start praying the rounds, ask Jesus for a melody to sing to him these psalms, these songs that he gave to Louisa. Again, this is so amazing. So he says, okay, I... Okay, where am I? Bottom of what? Bottom of page 5? Top. Thank you. Okay, thank you. See, I used to keep my finger there when I start talking, and my finger went up my nose, I think. So anyways, and this is why changes occur. Okay, see? Fully similar to God. This is why changes occur. Let's look at all the accidents we've been in. God is saying to us, wake up. I don't want to lose you forever. For nothing other than to let it reach a mature age and give it all those privileges and qualities which true spiritual life contains. True spiritual life. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. Jesus says, Louisa, I want more than that. I want you to share in my divinity. Otherwise, it would remain like a baby in swaddling clothes who, instead of forming my honor and my glory, would form my sorrow and my dishonor. But how many are those who remain only newborn? Think about that. Well, I go to church every day. I pray the rosary every day. But I'm a miserable human being. That's new. It's only a newborn. Very few are those who work together with me, God, to become a copy of Jesus. That's what volume 1 through volume 10 is. How to become a divine mirror of Jesus Christ. Once you've learned how to become a divine mirror of Jesus Christ, volume 1 through volume 10, then you go to volume 11 through volume 19, how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Only Louisa did that. Jesus, of course, possessed it as the Son of God. Mary possessed it as the Mother of God, Theotokos, the only human that lived in the divine will fully was Louisa. And Jesus says, I'm offering this to you. Read this, study this, put this into practice. And then finally, that which was hidden for 58 years in the secret archives of the Vatican. How to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. See, Honorable de Francia didn't read that. He put his nihil absta and got the imprimatur of Archbishop May on 1 through 19. I saw those where the imprimatur was in the writings. Volume 20 through volume 36, Archbishop Pacheri said he was going to put his imprimatur on there, but he died last year. Now we have a new Archbishop, a young guy, and he is... He's a theologian of mystical theology. He has a doctorate in mystical theology. This is perfect. Everything's happening right now. And Jesus is saying, I'm giving you an opportunity to begin to live this life before the world will have it. As you live this, the world will possess it. So that's what he's doing. He's saying, I want you to work together with me, Jesus, to become a copy of myself. Copy of God. Image and likeness. Volume 14, 7, 10, 19, 22. Then while I was feeling his real presence in my interior, and again, you're going to experience this. You have to understand, this is not being about good and holy and saintly. That's just volume 1 through volume 10. It's volume 11 through volume 19. How to live with the power of the Holy Spirit, to live in the divine will. And then volume 20 through volume 36, how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. You are going to experience this. And the only one that's going to stop you is you. Oh, no, 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 that's not going to happen to me. God says, of course, it can't happen to you. You said no. Don't put limits on God. Let God show you. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Again, you should have a spiritual director, and it should be a priest to help you go through this. I can guarantee you. You can find yourself in a lot of spiritual trouble by thinking, oh, God is speaking to me. God doesn't speak to me. He speaks to saints. See, we're supposed to do is listen to God. Well, Jesus told me this. Really? Well, God bless you. I hope it works out. You have to distinguish between the devil's voice, Jesus' voice, and your voice. And a lot of people get in a lot of trouble by saying the voice of Jesus was the devil or the voice of Jesus was myself. Again, you go to a spiritual director. This is what I'm getting in prayer. Not, I'm going to do this. God told me to do that. That's insanity. St. Teresa of Avila says that the souls who direct themselves into hell. You don't do this by yourself. I mean, I'm becoming a copy of Jesus. Really? Yeah, I'm growing a beard. No. That's not a copy of Jesus. I mean, we really fool ourselves. I mean, knowing people's lives and then having people talk to me, it's very, very strange. Because when the illumination of conscience comes, they're going to go, what? That was me? It wasn't them? And that's true. Look at all the people. Let's just look at politics. All the people that are complaining about other people. That's them. They're showing us who they are. The people that complain the most have the most to hide. And it's true. When the illumination of conscience comes, we're going to fall on our faces. We're going to be in the presence of the holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. And He alone is holy. We are creatures. We are nothing compared to the holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. When we have to stand for with the illumination of conscience, who can look at God at that point? He's going to show us every thought, every word, every deed that we ever have done. Every thought, every word, every deed. And, oh, I'm going to direct myself. Yeah, good luck. You're not going to direct yourself anywhere but hell. See, you need to present, like, for example, you need to present yourself to the priest. The only time that you have to be honest, when you're arrested, you plead innocent. Why are they pleading innocent? Because you're not supposed to condemn yourself. The only time that you have to speak the truth is in the confessional. It's not to hide, but this is what I thought, this is what I said, this is what I did, this is what I failed to do, and I don't want to live like this. And I make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid the narrow occasions of sin. Again, when the illumination of conscience comes, I want to stand behind Hitler. That's what I want to do. I'll just hide behind. It's going to be awful, I'm telling you. I mean, God is merciful, but He's just. He has to show you every thought, every word, every deed. That's why when you pray at night, when you make the act of contrition before you fall asleep, you pray in the name of everyone and everything, and you plead that God have mercy on us, on all mankind. Have mercy on us. Forgive us. And that's every sin. You don't point your finger at somebody, look what they're doing. How foolish is that? And God has got great plans. He needs us to cooperate. And that's what He's going to do. He is making us a copy of Himself. It's going to be glorious. And He says to Louisa, the little children of the Holy Divine Will they all have a new name when they get to heaven. And that new name is My Fiat. So Jesus will look at St. Thomas Aquinas and go, there's My Fiat over there. And there's My Fiat over there. And there's My Fiat over there. See, Jesus wants us to be an exact copy of Him. It's not about being saintly, holy, and good. It's more than that. It's to share in divinity. Volume 14, 7, 10, 19, 22. Then while I was feeling his real presence in my interior, and you're going to experience that, Jesus told me, my daughter, rise, rise more, but so high as to reach the womb of the divinity. Do you see what Jesus is saying? Not rise to be holy, rise to be good, rise to be saintly. No, rise to divinity. Your life shall be among the divine persons. See, Jesus talks about the saints, and I love the saints, but he says the saints are a halo around the Son of the divine will. Okay? We, in the little children of the divine will, are going to enter into the Son of the divine will to participate in God. It was not meant for the saints. See, heaven isn't perfect right yet. Why? You need a body and a soul. The saints are in heaven as a soul. There's no bodies up there. There's two bodies, Jesus and Mary. There's two bodies in paradise, Enoch and Elijah. Jesus is saying, I want you to enter into my life in my image and likeness. I want you to enter into the three divine persons to participate in God. You read John of the Cross, he talks about being, you know, a fire burning with the love of God. That's saintly. That's good. That's holy. Jesus is saying to Louisa, I want you to enter into the three divine persons. I want you to rise more and more to the womb of divinity, to be born again continuously. See, in order to make you reach to this point, I form my divine life in you, Louisa Picaretta. I enclose my eternal volition in whatever you do, Louisa Picaretta. And there it flows in a marvelous and surprising way in you, Louisa Picaretta. As my holy divine will is acting in you, is in a continuous and immediate act. See, it's spontaneous, it's continuous, it's ever growing, it's ever more beautiful. It's not stagnant. Now, after I have formed my holy divine life in you, Louisa, and now Jesus wants to do that in us, the little children of the holy divine will, with my divine will acting in you, Louisa, in your acts, Louisa, your human will has remained soaked, transfused in such a way that my holy divine will, my volition, possesses a life, a divine life upon the earth. You see what God is doing? Our nature has fallen so far that we cannot see the difference of what God is calling us to. He's asking us, are you willing to be, he says, the first thing I gave to the earth was transfiguration of the Old Testament, Jesus with Moses and Elijah. And then he said, for the New Testament, I gave the transubstantiation of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And he says, now, in the new era, I want to transmute my life in you. What does that mean? Inside and outside, completely transformed into a new element. Jesus is there. Jesus is there. He wants us to be like him and his mother. Who possesses this gift? Louisa. Look at the men of the Old Testament. None of the men in the Old Testament received the body, blood, soul, and the divinity of Christ in the Holy Eucharist. None of the men in the Old Testament received the ontological change at baptism. None of the men in the Old Testament received the 12 fruits of the Holy Spirit, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why? It wasn't time. Now, look at the saints. None of the saints has received the divine will through Louisa Picaretta. Why? It wasn't time. Now is the time. And we are the ones that God has chosen to be alive at this time. Do not waste a moment. Focus on this gift. Focus on this gift. Make it your life. How it is necessary that you, Louisa, rise. You, Louisa, carry with you my divine life. My divine will. So that my divine will of the earth and that of heaven may fuse together, and you, Louisa, may live for some time in the womb of the divinity.
Sí.
When they dug up Luisa's body, she was perfectly preserved, Father Bucci's tells us. Perfectly preserved. What does that mean? You know, when she died, her blood was circulating in her body. There was no rigor mortis. Her eyes were not dilated. And if you look at the coffin being carried through the streets, the glass coffin that she was in, her head is moving from side to side because there was no rigor mortis. What is Jesus saying? I've got something spectacular coming. That was 72 years ago. God does 70 is a perfect number. It's a generation or two. He has got plans, and we're in them. You got to remember that. Where your will shall be acting in mine, in the womb of the divinity, in order to expand it as much as possible, a creature can be expanded, and then, oh, wait till you hear this one. Then you, Luisa, shall descend again upon the earth. When you think, Jesus says there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. And there's 40,000 Protestant denominations, all fractured. 1 billion people are Catholic. How many are practicing? The other, 6 billion are different religions. This is not good. Jesus says there will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Well, why isn't this happening? It's because we haven't seen Luisa yet. Wait till you see Luisa. What's gonna make every Buddhist, Hindu, Muslim, Protestant, Jew say, I want to be a baptized Catholic? When they see a human being in the glorified state. Not God, but a human being in the divinized state. What does she possess? She's a baptized Catholic. I want that. There will be one church, one flock, one shepherd. Read the last line in volume 24. One church, one priest, one pope, one shepherd. What's coming is so amazing. You gotta imagine what's coming. Listen to what he says. Then you, Luisa, shall descend again upon the earth, bringing the divine power, divine prodigies of my will in such a way that the creatures shall be shaken. That's the book of Revelation. The whole world is going to shake. Now let's look at Fatima. What happened in Fatima? When the sun was spinning, there were people standing, smiling, filled with joy. They were the ones that went to daily Mass. Then there were those that were on their knees, knowing this is God. They were the ones that went to Sunday Mass. And then there were the ones that were falling on the ground, wailing because they thought they were going to be destroyed. Those are the ones that didn't go to Mass. This shaking is going to be so amazing. There will be those who will be jumping up and down, praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God, shaking the earth with their praise. And then there will be those that will be wailing and grinding their teeth. It all depends where the soul is. What is he saying? What's said in the book of Revelation? The creatures will be shaken. They will, listen to this, they shall open their eyes. Okay? They will begin to see clearly. And many will now know what it means to live in the divine will. What does that mean? Those souls that say, oh, I'm living in the divine will. Now, you have no idea what you're talking about. Are your eyes opened? Do you see the glory of God? Are you living a life of perfection? I don't think so. Father Bucci says, those that say that living in the divine will are fooling themselves. I want to live in the divine will. But every time I worry and fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative and sinning, I'm out of the divine will. And I'm trying to get to the point where it's always a God. And I am very far from that. It's to It's to get closer and closer to Louisa. She is the one who has the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Then they will know what it means to live in my divine will, to live in the likeness of their God. You see why the Jews, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants are all going to say, I want to be a baptized Catholic? What God has planned, and I am sure we're going to see this, what God has planned is going to knock your socks off. I was talking to some nuns, and I said, sisters, this is going to knock your socks off. And they go, Father, we don't wear socks. I said, well, you're already halfway there then. God is going to, this is so amazing what God is doing. Do you think that living in my divine will is something trivial? Do you think this is holiness? Do you think this is goodness? Do you think this is sanctity? There is nothing that equals it, nor sanctity that matches it. You see what God is bringing? It's a new beginning for the church, for the world. Read what Jesus says. He says that it will be a new sun for the church. As a matter of fact, St. Padre Pio said Louisa is a second sun. Now think of the sun going down in the east and a sun coming up in the west. No more darkness. That's Louisa. Padre Pio says this. Padre Pio says that the world and the church will focus on Louisa in the third millennium. When you have a high-powered rifle with a good telescope and you're focused 1,000 yards away, you're focused on one thing. Everything else is around you. Padre Pio says this is what the church is going to do. Focus on this newborn, this firstborn of the divine will. Now again, like I said earlier, everything's a secret. Everything's hidden. No priests went to Bethlehem. The priests that were at Calvary were condemning Jesus. There were no priests at the resurrection. You have to understand, this is God's delight. And he's sharing this delight with us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. He loves us so much, he wants us to know. So he says this, the divine will, living in the divine will, is the real life, not a fantastic one, as some may think. This is the life of mine. It's not only in the soul, but also in the body. That's transmutation, inside and out, completely transmuted. But do you know how this life of mine is formed? My eternal will is that of the soul. And my heartbeat palpitating in her heart. He's talking about Louisa. Go to Louisa. Plead with Louisa. Pray to Louisa. Beg Louisa. It forms my conception, her love, her pains, and all of her acts done in my divine will form my holy humanity and make me, Jesus, grow so much that I cannot remain hidden, nor can Louisa help feeling me. Don't you feel me? Alive in your interior? That's the question Jesus is asking us. Don't you feel me alive in your interior? You're supposed to. This is not for mystics. You're supposed to feel this. Jesus beating your heart, beating. Jesus breathing, my breathing. Take a deep breath. You are feeling Jesus breathing in your breathing. Do you recognize it? Listen to your heart beating. Do you recognize Jesus' heart beating in your heart beating? When you take a step, are you experiencing Jesus walking in your walking? This is how intimate God wants to be with you. You're not alone. You're with Jesus. You're with Mary, through whom? This little newborn, Louisa. This is our connection to Jesus. This is our connection to Mary. St. Louis de Montfort was to Jesus through Mary. What Jesus says to me and my mother is through Louisa. Jesus, those are Jesus' words, not a saint's words. To me and my mother, it's through Louisa. Do you love Jesus? Go to Louisa. Do you love Mary? Go to Louisa. Your love will grow in leaps and bounds, I can guarantee you. Don't you feel me alive in your interior? If we haven't, then we better begin to feel Jesus alive in us. How do you feel Jesus alive in you? By feeling Jesus alive in you. How do you fall in love with Jesus? By falling in love with Jesus. Is there some magic potion? No. You fall in love with Jesus by saying over and over and over again, I love you, until you believe it and you experience it. Yeah, this is what the rounds are all about. You enter into this I love you with God. This is why I told you that the sanctity of living in my divine will cannot be matched by anything else. All the other human sanctities shall be like a little light, and while it shall be the great sun, S-U-N, transfused in her creator. You're being transfused by the great sun of this gift of the divine will of God. And what does the Vatican do? The Vatican comes out with a book and it says, the sun of my divine will is Luisa Picaretta. The sun, S-U-N, of my divine will is Luisa Picaretta. This is astonishing. The Vatican. And somebody says, where's the imprimatur? It's from the Vatican. You don't need an imprimatur. Imprimaturs are for dioceses. You know, the bishop says, I think this is okay, and he puts his imprimatur on it. Well, if it comes out of the Vatican, it means the Pope says, this is what I want. God's got great plans. He loves us so much. Fine 14, 7, 14, 1922. As I was in my usual state, my sweet Jesus carried me outside of myself up into the womb of the Eternal One. Yet to experience this. But while I was swimming in that womb, and I am unable to say what I felt and I understood because I lacked the words to express myself, my always lovable Jesus told me, beloved daughter of our will, I, God, have brought you, Luisa, into the womb of our divinity, so that your human will may extend more within our holy divine will and may participate in our divine way of acting. Our divinity is naturally inclined to generate. It does nothing but generate continuously. And all things created by us, Triune God, carry within them the virtue of generating. Be fruitful and multiply, God said to Adam. Everything is multiplying with God, continuously generating. The sun generates light in each human eye, in each work, and each step, and it seems that multiplies for each man, for each plant, for each point on the earth. If it did not have this virtue, this connection with its creator who generates, by no means could the sun give light to all and be at everyone's disposal. The flower generates another flower, similar to itself. The seed generates another seed. Man generates another man. All things carry within them the virtue of generating from their God. So we, listen to this, are so very naturally inclined to generate and to reproduce ourselves being similar to ourselves. God wants to see us in His image and likeness. That's why He created us. Let's go beyond being good and holy and saintly. Let's really begin when we're at Holy Mass and the priest says, may we share in the divinity, say, yes! I want to share in your divinity. Speak to Jesus. Talk to Him. Go to Luisa. Listen to what Jesus and Mary told her. I mean, think about this over here. This last line, number 6. I forgot it again. I say it every day, but my mind is blank. It's to share in the, what is it? The divine qualities of God. This is what God wants. He doesn't want us to be good and holy and saintly. He wants us to share in His divine qualities. So we'll end there in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.